Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My name is Colin Dunlap. I'm alongside Chris Mack. Jim, he'll be around. His name's Jim Colony. Producer Matt, he's the reason we can get it all going. He keeps us all together. He's producing, as he always does, masterfully. And Chris, a man is sticking around. He's the man for the job. He has been the man for the job. And the Rooney say he's going to be the man for the job for quite some time. But the last we checked in on this, here's what was going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jim Colony.
Mike, this is three straight seasons plus the Jacksonville playoff game where things have not gone well at the end of seasons. How should you be held accountable for that?
It is what it is, man. Our record is our record. Our performances are our performances. And so don't run away from that.
They didn't run away from it, but he expounded a little.
You know, we didn't do enough. We didn't position them in enough good circumstances. We didn't make enough plays, particularly in the critical moments. You know, we were a group that died on the vine.
But Mike Tomlin did enough to be your coach through at least 2024. Your thoughts on that this morning as we get going? And I'll tell you this. I saw something yesterday on NFL Network, Chris. Ian Rappaport said, and I had to think about it for a second after he said it, because you know how people say something about Pittsburgh and then you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that is kind of true. He said the Pittsburgh Steelers, forget about the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers may be the most stable organization in all of sports. And he said that, and those words seem big, and I thought, I need to think about this for a minute. And you know what? He might be right. But then it twists into, is that always a great thing? Is that that's the way we've always done it? Or is that rooted in that stability, that veins through, and that's something that's good? Or maybe is there a little bit of good and bad in that?
Well, stability is wonderful when you're succeeding and reaching your goals, obviously. But it's a lot muddier water when it feels like you should be succeeding more than you are. And what I mean by that is you somehow get to a point where with backup quarterbacks, you're within a win of a playoff appearance and you crumble down the stretch. The year before that, you crumble down the stretch for multiple different reasons, whether it be a lack of a running game, your quarterback turning the ball over in the red zone. And then the most recent case is getting off to an incredible start for the first 12 weeks of the year. And then it was like somebody flipped the switch and all of a sudden you couldn't do anything right anymore over the last 6 weeks. All of those instances, mm-hmm. And as Jim laid out when he asked Mike Tomlin about it after that Cleveland game, the Jacksonville game included, count as collapses. And you can recognize those collapses while still recognizing that Mike Tomlin is a great head coach. And I still really believe that, despite the fact that I don't believe now was the right time for this extension.
I'm with you.
You can believe both of those things.
Both can be true. 145, 78, and 1 cannot be argued. A Super Bowl won, a Super Bowl loss can't be argued. 7 AFC North titles, that can't be argued. But neither can 3 playoff wins since 2011. You can look at the body of work and say, that is masterful. It probably will eventually be Hall of Fame stuff in Mike Tomlin. But right now, the recent past hasn't been good enough. This is one of those times, and far be it for it to happen in sports, because it's part of the reason why we have jobs and why we have cars and houses and things like that, you and I. You're allowed to have nuance. Don't let people in on the secret that they're not, because then you and I probably won't be employed too much. But you are actually allowed to have nuance. And this, for me, is the ultimate nuanced conversation in Pittsburgh sports. because it is too many people in town that are all for Mike Tomlin. Too many people in town that are all against, and you got to fire Mike Tomlin. And the real truth of the matter, for me at least, is it's in the middle. He has done a really good job throughout his career, but he ain't doing a good enough job in the recent past. And that's where I don't get why the three-year extension needed to be done now. Why, if he was under control for 21 and 22, did they need to make it also 23 and 24 for the most part?
They didn't. They did not have to do it yet, Colin, and that's the frustrating part. Not because I don't think Mike Tomlin might not be the guy to stick around and be the coach for another 20 years, but this year, I think, with everything stacked the way it is, would have been a great opportunity for Mike Tomlin to prove why he should be committed to for another 2 years beyond 2022, to have that option for 22 picked up. And now there's no proving ground. I mean, I get it. He's still going to go out. He's not going to back off because he's got a contract. He's still going to go out there and coach the same way he has, undoubtedly. But the same way he's coached for the last decade has gotten him as many playoff wins in that decade as you need in a season to win a championship or at least get to the Super Bowl. That's the thing that people keep coming back to, because in this town, and again, maybe we are spoiled, maybe we are greedy as Steelers fans. You know what? I'm fine. I'm fine being spoiled and greedy as a Steelers fan, because we were quite literally born into this fan base in the midst of one of the greatest dynasties in sports history.
I'd rather be spoiled and greedy than never have anything to aspire to because you hadn't reached those heights before.
Or to be numb, to be quite honest, like I am with the Pirates these days. And look, it's nothing against the guys who we've talked about this a lot. You watch to see how Ke'Bryan Hayes develops and how Mitch Keller and all that. Okay. But I'm numb to the results this year with the Pirates. With the Steelers, I am never numb to the results. I appreciate 13-3. I appreciate having to scratch and fight and claw to get into the playoffs on a 9-7 season when they've had to do that. I appreciate everything Mike Tomlin does, that regular season record that you laid out there and how impeccable it is, regular season-wise, over the last 10-plus years. But what I can't get over, because I am spoiled, because I am greedy, because I am, to be quite honest, a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers and not the Arizona Cardinals or the Jacksonville Jaguars, what I can't get over is not winning a championship when that is the stated goal year after year after year.
Part of me, the big thing is in this town are the labels. And you're a Tomlin hater or you're a Tomlin lover if, again, it gets back to that nuance. You can't have one conversation and infuse the other side, or you can't have this conversation and infuse that side without being pegged as something. And I think that the best look at it is, again, down the middle. You should be critical of Mike Tomlin over what's happened in the past, especially a couple times that they've gone out there, getting their doors blown off by Jacksonville and Cleveland coming out and making it not even a football game after the first 8 minutes. That's what happened. You should be critical of that, but you should also understand the heights that can be achieved by Mike Tomlin's teams. I want to get into something coming up next. Does it end any other way but this? And I'll fill in the blank for you coming up next, because I'm just not necessarily seeing, and again, this isn't negative Mike Tomlin. I actually think, I'm on board with you, I think Mike Tomlin's a great coach, and I think he deserves to continue to be the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just a debate as to how long. And a very, very, very good morning to you. Mike Tomlin getting that extension, and let me fill in this blank for you. Does it end any other way but Mike Tomlin retiring of his own accord, going out the way that he likes? You know, he gets this case, and this is obviously, Chris, stability through transition is what's happening now. There's going to be a transition in Ben Roethlisberger. Mike Tomlin's going to outlast the quarterback, that's for sure. Mike Tomlin probably going to outlast the general manager. Maybe it's a case of the Rooney family wanting something to vein through that is consistent and constant, and that is Mike Tomlin through all this transition, pardon me, that we're about to see in the next few years. And for me, that says, okay, you're going to get us through a rocky time, and it might or might not be a rocky time. We're definitely going to see a new quarterback in Mike Tomlin's tenure. That being said, if he was able to get this extension now, I see no other way, barring some crazy unforeseen circumstance, something crazy happens off the field or something like that, that Mike Tomlin doesn't just get to say, okay, I'm going to retire when I want to retire. I do not see him being fired in this town. I don't see it.
No. And to be quite honest, Colin, I mean, as much as we talk, both fans and those of us on the talk shows and around town, talk about he needs to be held accountable, or we need to heat up his seat, we can put him on the hot seat, all that kind of stuff. As much as we talk about it, it was not going to happen. And we all knew that, didn't we? We all knew that Mike Tomlin, because of the stability the Steelers won at the head coaching position, short of going 0-16 and losing every game 48-3, or like you said, some sort of wild off-the-field issue, is going to be allowed to punch his own ticket when he decides it's time to move on. And he'll be allowed to go out the same way Bill Cowher went out, and the same way, to a certain extent, Chuck Knoll was allowed to play, or to, excuse me, to coach until he saw the end of the road was right there in front of him. So, I mean, it's what the Steelers do. There's a lot of things that the Steelers that you can't really say that about anymore, because you know, we've seen them change their tactics in a lot of different ways over the last few years. But one thing that you get the sense will always be true, as long as there's someone named Rooney owning the team, is that they will ride or die with their head coach for the long haul.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin is writing the last chapter of his own book. There's no question about that. That's what screams to me after I see this. Do I think it needed to happen now? No, absolutely not. But he gets to write the ending. He gets to write the ending, because I don't see the Steelers ever going, and it'll be 1-16 with this new schedule. I don't see them going 1-16. I don't see them ever finishing. They could finish last in the AFC North, but it could be with a new quarterback. So I don't see them ever, their on-field play, though, being among the worst in the league. I don't see that happening, especially after, for consecutive years. So it'll be interesting to see how it ends. I just think it's already lined out how it's going to end. Mike, when do you want it to end? He could coach for these 4 years. He could coach for 15 more years. Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.